The Excision Room. Asphalt crackles. Bitten styrofoam judders on the dashboard. The mascot twists, lynched to the rear view, swamped and strobed by passing headlamps. In theatre, the lead players tread the tiles, with plimsoll squeaks, in pastel scrubs, disposable gloves, muffling masks. The surgical props ranged to gleam, the suspicion of sedatives, a trephine selected like a Belgian truffle, a little soothing Chopin, and straps. This, too, has become procedure, routine, an insomniac tailing ambulances, next of kin to the tenebrous lot, dimmed to the widest yawn that is a pupil dilated, scored by the diagonals of the parking grid, watchful at the wheel, the silhouettes above, the stretcher-bearing porters, or the unmarked car that swings by the emergency bay and dumps its spasmy load. Any moment now, the felt pen lines, the steadied approach, key to ignition, the first incision.